The morning panel discussion attempted to identify a long-term strategy for improving relations between the West and the Islamic world. Shamil Idris, deputy director of the UN Office for the Alliance of Civilizations, founded in 2005, related a conversation he had with Bishop Desmond Tutu.
He said, you have to understand that much of what everybody's talking about in terms of the Muslim world and the West are really dynamics that are causing extraordinary resentment, frustration, and anger among much of the global population, particularly in the developing world, towards the double standards in how international law is being implemented. There is an extraordinary view throughout much of the Southern Hemisphere in general that the same political powers that are making the rules for international relations are also selectively enforcing them, and in fact ignoring or violating them whenever those rules do not happen to match with their parochial national interests.
Improving Muslim-Western relations, according to Sarah Leah Whitson from Human Rights Watch, must start with a more balanced approach to the Palestine-Israel conflict.
The U.S. has the power and the influence to help reach a negotiated solution between the warring parties. But first, it's got to stop supporting the human rights violations of Israel. It's got to stop funding Israel's continuous constructions of settlements. In the occupied territories, Israel uses that aid to construct a wall, and the U.S. has to express a stronger voice when Israel uses excessive and disproportionate violence.
The afternoon panel speakers examined the role of the media in improving Western Muslim relations. Joe Loria, UN correspondent for the Boston Globe, deplores the cultural bias of the U.S. media.
Reporters are frightened. It's not unpatriotic to bring down a president if he's cheated against Americans. But if Americans are raping and pillaging foreigners, well, can't report that. And I think that in order to, again, understand, let's say, how North Korea feels or how the Iranians feel, you have to put yourself in their shoes and show that both Iran and North Korea are surrounded by countries with nuclear weapons. There's reasons why they feel the way they do, and they are frightened of the United States. They've also noticed a neighbor was invaded a couple of years ago. They could be next.
Consequently, says Abdelkader Abadi, a 40-year correspondent for The Independent, the role of an impartial media is extremely important in diffusing world tensions, and he believes in an enforceable journalistic code of ethics. But beyond that, it's up to an informed citizenship.
The most important task in this area, therefore, I believe, is to prevent this gap from widening with the risk of becoming a cultural conflict. Journalists in the West should engage their counterpart in the Muslim world. They should hold an annual global forum. People of faith, people of moral vision, should begin the dialogue among themselves. It is time to dialogue. This is the basis of mutual understanding. We have a special responsibility, especially young people like you, to bridge the gap between the two worlds. You are the future.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.